Scripture today is Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 and 6. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. The children of God were waiting for a king. The Old Testament prophets had foretold the coming of a Messiah over and over again. And the prophet Messiah had written this message 700 years ago. Well, down through time, the Hebrew nation of Judea had been conquered, enslaved, freed, and then conquered again. All right, now, after rebuilding the temple of Jerusalem, they could practice their faith, but they were still under Herod's cruel reign. With great longing, they were ready for the advent of the promised king to free them once and for all. They waited, and they waited, and they hoped. But hundreds of years is a long time, and in that time there had been no words from the prophets. There had been no miracles, no angelic appearances. And in all that time, there had been complete and utter silence from heaven. The people were searching, pondering, and wondering, when will things change? Even the timeline in the book of Daniel prophesied that it was now, it was time. So where was the promised light in the darkness? Where was the great hope of a prophesied Messiah? The first candle of Advent, sometimes referred to as the prophet's candle. It symbolizes hope because it causes us to reflect on what it must have been like as the Old Testament closed and the New Testament had yet to be brought forth. Even when God was silent, even as the people waited for him to send a voice to reassure them of the fulfillment of prophecy for a promised Messiah, they had hope. And God had a plan. But he knew it was too important to be done through a prophet or through an angelic messenger. He knew that this mission would inevitably bring joy mixed with sorrow, blessing with suffering, miracles with mystery, promise with pain, and would bring death before final victory. Romans 8:25 says, "But if we have hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." Now you've heard the saying, anything worth having is worth waiting for. But sometimes the waiting can seem interminable, like children on Christmas Eve when we can't sleep because of the excitement, the thrill of the coming celebration. That was surely how God's people anticipated their promised Messiah. They had heard the prophecy. They believed the foretelling. And now they waited with hope for what they had not seen. And they knew it would be worth waiting for. As the hope of the people lingered, as the anticipation endured and built, there was a sense that something was in the air, that something was about to break. And indeed, it was. The moment was coming for the Messiah to arrive. Reciting our scripture, we read, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." As the flickering flame of the first Advent candle illuminates the darkness, It represents the hope of the world, the light of the world, the savior of the world. And it ignites within us that same sense of anticipation, of expectation, of hope. The candle urges us to reflect on the spiritual significance of divine prophecy fulfilled in the arrival of the long-awaited Messiah. It also encourages our eternal hope because of how Jesus signified the hope of Advent through his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, and his promised return. The birth of Jesus brought hope to mankind, for unto us a child is born. Babies touch something deep inside us with their utter helplessness and pure innocence. In them, we see the hope and possibility that awaits, the potential that may be realized as they grow and learn. Jesus came as a baby, full of hope and anticipation. But that wasn't what the people expected at all. They anticipated the coming of a new king who would rule in rightness and splendor. See, they were desperate for a new start, and they wanted the final results without any more waiting. And what they got was a baby who had to learn to crawl, then to walk, fall down, get back up again. Any infant, like any other, who needed parents to take care of him and help him learn. No, that wasn't the way they expected God to answer their prayer for a Savior. Yet, it was just as the prophets foretold. To us a child is born. And along with the anticipation and longing for the Messiah's arrival was the urgent anticipation for that new beginning. We read in Matthew 1:23, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated God with us. In that little Lord Jesus, we have the divine God who left his glory to become the perfect example of a sinless man, forever that pure innocence. He came on a mission to lead our hearts to hope, to enlighten us, and fulfill the redemption plan that would bring eternal life for those who believe and receive him in faith. His birth was fulfillment of prophecy. It was the advent of hope. The earthly life of Jesus brought hope to mankind. We can imagine that the Christ child reached to his parents for guidance and support as he grew, just as we reach to our Heavenly Father in our spiritual growing pains. It tells us in Luke chapter 2, verse 40, "The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him." That same godly wisdom and favor is available to us when we have more questions than answers, when we feel hopeless or helpless, we're casting about in uncertainty. It comes from the Father's love encompassing us and Christ's presence beside us and the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. It also comes from reading in the inspired Word of God of the many ways that Jesus shared the promise of the kingdom, the way he touched lives and changed people through his earthly teaching and ministry, bringing healing and deliverance to the suffering and hope to the poor and oppressed. Scripture says that he came unto his own and his own received him not. Yet our Lord was a suffering servant, a peacemaker. He taught love and unity, and he never sought glory. It's almost beyond comprehension that Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. Philippians 2:7. He surrendered his deity abandoned the fullness of God and joined humankind with no place to lay his head, no home of his own. He was chased out of the synagogue and relegated to be a wandering preacher, constantly met with distrust and rejection. He endured trials, he was despised, and ultimately falsely accused, and suffered a criminal's death because of the malice of a group of envious people. Yet, the death of Jesus brought hope to mankind. Isaiah 53:12. He hath poured out his soul unto death, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Fulfilling prophecy, our Lord was brutally beaten, crucified, and buried, paying the ransom for our sin, but through that, instituting the new covenant, making it possible for broken humanity to be reconciled with their Heavenly Father. Now, you've heard the expression, innocent as the day they were born. Well, that is only true in the case of Jesus. He was sinless and blameless when he took on all the sins of humanity in order to break their bonds of slavery to sin. Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled as Jesus was rejected by humanity and suffered greatly, being pierced for their transgressions. The cross proves the extent to which we are loved. We were purchased at a great price. We were saved from death by a great sacrifice. We often think of being saved as being rescued, being snatched from the gates of hell. But the biblical vision of being saved is to be made whole, safe, uninjured. As God's justice, grace, and peace lead to a saved earth where oppression ends, where mercy reigns, where violence ceases, and all live safely. Saved. But to bring this vision to reality, Jesus, the Savior, the hope of the world, was cruelly punished, unjustly put to death, and buried in a borrowed tomb. But the prophecy doesn't end with his death. It foretells the resurrection, and that too brought hope to mankind. Christ didn't remain in the grave. He overcame death, and in so doing, our blessed Redeemer delivered us from eternal death into everlasting life. This means we can be reborn and possess a new life that emerges from the darkness into the light. John 3:3 states that no one can see the kingdom of heaven without being born from above. When we are born again, transformed by spirit, then the presence of God is made manifest in us. As believers, we maintain our hope in him through a vibrant, living relationship with Jesus Christ. He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter 1:3. Not only was he resurrected, but as the Savior prepared to go to his Father in heaven, he made preparations for us to join him in glory in his Father's house. The book of John reveals that Jesus asked the Father to send us the Holy Spirit as comforter, as guide, as teacher. And he further noted that the Spirit will guide you into all truth, and he will show you things to come. John 14:16. Because of these promises, provisions, and preparations, we can look forward with eager anticipation to the renewal of all creation, including our physical bodies, the same bodies that now suffer pain, debilitation, and disease. My Bible says in Acts 1:11, this Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Which means that the promised return of Jesus Christ fosters hope for mankind. So while we wait for his second coming, he waits for people to see his glory, to say yes to his love, to receive his forgiveness, to turn away from sin and be reconciled with him. Those who endure in faith as genuine children of God will be assured of the promise in his holy word, Philippians 3:20. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly wait for a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we hold the hope of his return when we will be glorified with him and participate with him as he rules over a renewed earth and all things will be made new. Isaiah foretold how the Messiah would bring justice, righteousness, and peace with no end. That he would be wonderful in what he would accomplish for the human race. Counselor as our guide through life and our advocate before the Heavenly Father. Mighty God, before whom every knee shall one day bow. Everlasting Father, the God of all eternity, and Prince of Peace, who will ultimately bring tranquility among all nations when God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Advent is a time to prepare our hearts for Christmas and at the same time anticipate the eventual return of Christ and the judgment he will bring to the world. Our hope and expectation are ignited by the light from the first candle. As we look back to commemorate what Jesus has done and look forward to what he will do. At the time of Jesus' birth, the people were hoping for the Messiah, the one who would shoulder their sin and intercede with God on their behalf. And Jesus is still the source of hope for believers. Now we watch for his second coming. Yes, the heavens have again been silent since the inspired book of Revelation closed thousands of years ago. But we have hope because of its final words. Surely I am coming soon. So we watch and wait and wonder, just as the children of Israel did, with hope and anticipation. Because the baby in the manger was and still is Christ Jesus, our hope. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, may we begin the season of Advent with a heart awakening to hope and spirits illuminated by your love. May we reach out to gather in those who still need to hear the good news of Jesus' birth, his redeeming death, and his resurrection. And as we await your second coming with hope and anticipation, let our thoughts and actions reflect your shining glory as well as the shortness of time. Keep us ever in your grace. This we ask in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen.